I was a radio pirate in 1971 during the CB revolution of the time. Now, what do you think of that? 10-4, good buddy. And are there Smokies on the road ahead? And that was what I heard often from the speakers, along with the static of a million voices that I was curious about as I was out on the road having fun talking to someone not seen, if one knows what I mean. I heard from a few that they had talked to people in Alabama and Tennessee quite a few times, but I didn't believe them and thought they were pulling my leg to get a laugh or two or so. I asked my boss on the flight line if he could too, tell me. And he said a resounding yes as he told me of the sideband mode of his CB radio that cost much more than a simple 410 radio, you know. And so right there I became a sneaky pirate, because it was illegal to talk around the world without a ham radio license. And to do it right, oh, don't you know, SSB was the magic mode as let it flow and on the go from the voice of choice, and would talk and laugh every day to other pirates low around the country, so of 3,000 miles or more of RF skip, a-bouncing across the ionosphere like lightning does within its magic wand ways. I was illegal like an alien, and could have paid a fine if the FCC had known when talked to Nome so far from home so many times. This went on for years, and what time I had in pirating across the frequencies of delinquencies. When I rigged up that Moonraker 4 antenna to the roof that took me in a flash clear around the world and back across the great outback time and time again within my sins of commission, non-commissioned. The pirate of the SSB CB radio took a test and became a ham at last. And that was the end of my pirating, you see. And the fun had just begun. Bye-bye, Voldemort. Okay. Ding-dong.